Genevieve Abrams. This is Wetlands Radio, a series about coastal restoration. Way back, at the very beginning of Wetlands Radio, we heard Franziska Trautman.
Once upon a time, there was a beautiful wetland ecosystem thriving with native plant species and crawfish and shrimp and gators. And then the Europeans came.
Franz, the 27-year-old CEO of a glass recycling operation called Glass Half Full. When I asked her to tell the story of coastal Louisiana, I also asked her for the story of the company she co-created.
Once upon a time, there were two college kids sharing a bottle of wine and thinking about where that bottle would end up when it was done. They found a way to turn glass back into sand, and they knew that sand was needed for coastal restoration in Louisiana. And so they decided to start a GoFundMe campaign to turn glass back into sand and use it in coastal restoration. And the rest is history.
This is episode 11, Hope. The story of how one idea, one small spark, made a huge impact, and the case for why we need so much more of this. Franziska, who goes by Fran, has long hair dyed pink in the front and a small gold nose ring.
I'm from Cairn Crow, Louisiana. It's right outside of Lafayette. And just growing up in South Louisiana, you always hear about our coastal erosion crisis. And so that was always in the back of my mind. And when I went to college, I knew that I wanted to do something related to the environment.
Fran actually started college as a biology major, but she switched to chemical engineering because she didn't want to just study change. She wanted to find solutions.
And then over a bottle of wine.
Charles Shaw wine, known as Two Buck Chuck from Trader Joe's.
Max and I, you know, were like, hey, this is going to the landfill. What if we could do something about it? And when we connected that to coastal restoration, it was just an aha moment.
Max is Fran's partner. The year was 2020. Max and Fran were still seniors at Tulane University.
And then we found a small machine that could turn glass into sand. We need sand for coastal restoration, and that's when it all kind of just started to click. We didn't know if it would work, you know, we had to figure that out. But we said if glass comes from sand, and if there's machines that can turn it back into sand, and we need sand for coastal restoration, why can't that be the thing that we do?
At the time Fran and Max came up with this idea, there was virtually no glass recycling in New Orleans. In a city known for indulgence, this meant vast quantities of potential future sand was going straight to the landfill. Fran leads me into their warehouse in the 9th Ward of New Orleans.
So this big blue machine is the pulverizing system. It's made up of a hopper where the glass goes in, and then it hits a conveyor belt, it travels up the conveyor belt, and then meets the hammers, so it'll be smashed, basically, but also rounded at the same time, so that, you know, when you handle the sand in the glass, it's not sharp, it won't cut you, and then it travels up another conveyor belt and gets separated by size, and the medium is really the main product that we use in coastal restoration.
Small sand goes into sandbags to prevent flooding. Large sand gets turned back into glass. But that medium sand goes into huge sandbags that weigh 2,000 pounds. That's 1 ton each. From the Glass Half Full warehouse, the bags travel to restoration sites, like one in Big Branch National Wildlife Refuge, where Glass Half Full worked with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. CRCL.
We bagged our sand in biodegradable burlap, and then we use it to kind of mimic where the coastline should be, and then CRCL plants native plants behind it, and our kind of wall of sandbags protects the plants and blocks wave action and traps sediment so that the plants can thrive. So it's really nature-based restoration efforts where we're mimicking or speeding up the natural processes of bringing marsh grasses back into the area and rebuilding marsh areas.
Thanks to funding from the National Science Foundation, a slew of research shows glass half full sand works just as well, sometimes even better, than native sand in restoring habitats.
I always have to remind myself and remind other people that when we started this and when we had this idea, we didn't know if it would work. We didn't know this was going to be successful. We didn't know that the research was going to show that it could be used for restoration.
But the idea made sense to them, so they went for it. This belief that to restore our coast, we need lots of people putting hope into action, innovating, trying out ideas. Geologist Jacqueline Richard, she thinks the same thing.
There's so much power in the knowledge that people have here. So maybe they don't know the fancy science word as to what's happening, but they know the processes. And that knowledge is so critical to get into these coastal restoration projects that I wanted to develop some sort of mechanism to teach the general public, anybody that was interested, how this process works. Because that's a big barrier to entry.
So Jacqueline created a class at Nunez Community College, teaching the ins and outs of both designing restoration projects and applying to get them funded.
You might have an amazing idea for how we can save certain places along our coastline, but if you don't know the red tape and how it all works, that idea may never get forward. So I wanted to kind of come up with a way to help people through the process.
So for their class, Jacqueline's students write restoration project proposals for federal QIPRA funding. That's the Coastal Wetlands Planning Protection and Restoration Act. For their midterm, they present a draft of these proposals.
My project is called The Sound of Restoration.
My proposal is to incorporate red mangroves into our ecosystems.
This is a two-year proposed demonstration project.
I would like to add field recordings in the coastwide reference monitoring system.
Mangroves alone save Florida about $7.8 billion annually in flood retention.
So with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. I'm glad we don't have any questions because I was prepared to lie.
You don't say that at a quicker meeting.
You think it.
So you guys did great. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
I could see all of these projects being presented for sure. So I'm going to send you guys that link to watch the QIPRA task force meeting.
This is the goal of education, right? To open doors, to empower people to do something. To act, to hope.
There has to be an act of hope, and I think it's an action. It's a way of doing things, it's a way of thinking of things, and yeah, I think it gets back to us wanting to find solutions instead of problems. Glass Half Full just wants to play our part, and I think we're going to need a lot of different people to play their part.
Remember, Fran started Glass Half Full as a senior in college. It was just an idea. A spark of inspiration. Fast forward 5 years, and Glass Half Full has recycled over 10 million pounds of glass. They've turned it into sand for 6 coastal restoration projects, among other things. And they just opened a new, much bigger recycling facility in Chalmette, a step toward expanding glass recycling across the Gulf Coast region. Fran is 27 years old. And her optimism is fully intact.
I think my generation needs hope. And we've consistently seen the older generations sort of count us out. The damage is done. What could we possibly do? And the only thing our generation can do is have hope. Because otherwise, we'd be doomed. And so I'm just trying to play my small part in that, I think, and show people that, you know, small individual actions can make a difference and can add up. For us, it's bring us your glass, maybe join us in a coastal project, see the coastline and the marshes and see what part you can play. You know, these actions just add up over time and cause a much bigger effect.
Which is precisely what the Louisiana coast desperately needs, a much bigger effect. On the next and final episode of Wetlands Radio, the crown jewel of Louisiana science.
I think it's one of the best things Louisiana's ever done, personally. It's my personal opinion on that.
That's next time on Wetlands Radio. Wetlands Radio was reported and produced by me, Eve Abrams. A huge thank you to Allo Lee, Brenna Gorgio, and Chad Pellerin for letting me sit in and record their midterms. Editing help from Rosemary Westwood, Rachel Berg, Anne Gislason, Marie Lovejoy, Garrett Hazelwood, Melody Chang, and Lane Kaplan-Levinson. Original music was written and performed by Greg Schatz. Mastering by Evan Satanovich. Thanks to our partners, BitNep, the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, and WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Funding was provided by BitNep through the Environmental Protection Agency's National Estuary Program. To hear all 12 episodes in Wetlands Radio, head to wwno.org or bitnep.org. That's btnep.org. Thanks for listening.